Paul's letter to Titus was written about the same time as his first epistle to Timothy. Titus was a Greek who had become a believer through Paul's ministry. His name is not mentioned in the book of Acts, but it is found in four of Paul's epistles, where he appears as an active and trustworthy fellow worker. After Paul's first imprisonment in Rome, he visited the island of Crete. On leaving, he commissioned Titus, who was with him, to organize the churches and appoint elders in every town. In his letter, Paul greets him as my true son in our common faith. He knew that the work Titus had to do in Crete would not be easy, as the islanders had a very bad reputation. Paul mentions this in his letter, quoting one of their own prophets as saying, "Cretans are always liars, evil brutes, and lazy gluttons." And the apostle remarks, "This testimony is true." The moral conditions prevailing in the country had contaminated the church. In his letter, Paul specifies that a church leader must not be arrogant, quick-tempered, not given to drinking much wine, or violent, or greedy for gain. He must be upright, holy, and disciplined, holding firmly to sound doctrine and refuting those who oppose it. There was another problem Titus had to deal with. The churches in Crete were endangered by Jewish members who were promoting the customs and traditions of Judaism. They were upsetting whole families and causing division among believers. As in Asia and elsewhere, these Jewish legalists were leading people astray with their legends, genealogies, and man-made commandments. "They are mere talkers and deceivers," says Paul, "who claim to know God, but by their actions they deny him. Their minds and consciences have been defiled. They are rebellious and must be silenced." Paul exhorts Titus to appoint elders who were blameless and firm in the faith, so that they could encourage others by teaching sound doctrine and would be able to oppose those who rejected the truth. He reminds Titus what must be taught to the various groups of believers. The older men were to be temperate and worthy of respect, adhering to the truth with love and perseverance. Older women were to be reverent in their attitude, not slanderers or addicted to much wine. They were to train the younger women to care for their families and to be disciplined, kind, and willing to submit to their husbands, so that the word of God would not be dishonored by their behavior. Young men were exhorted to be serious-minded and self-controlled. Titus was to be an example for them to imitate, a model of good works, integrity, and sound teaching. Slaves and servants were to respect and obey their masters. They must be reliable, faithful, and trustworthy, so as to bring credit to the teaching of the gospel. For, says Paul, the grace of God that brings salvation teaches us to give up ungodly living and worldly passions, and to live upright and godly lives in this present age, while we wait for the glorious appearing of our great God and Saviour Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, to redeem us from all wickedness, and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. Paul reminds Titus that the Cretans were to submit to rulers and authorities, and be ready to do whatever is right, slandering no one, and showing consideration and gentleness to others. "At one time," says Paul, "we also were foolish and disobedient, living in malice and hatred. But God saved us, not because of any good works that we had done, but because of his own mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us through Jesus Christ our Saviour, so that we might become heirs of eternal life." Paul ends his letter with some final instructions. He tells Titus to have nothing to do with people who cause divisions and create factions with their false teaching. Believers must devote themselves to doing good. They must provide for their own needs and live useful lives. Then Paul informs Titus that he intends to spend the winter in Nicopolis and hopes to see him there. Next episode, Paul's second letter to Timothy.